The lead. Merida Haas is standing by. Honorary Research Fellow at the University of KZN Law School, talking to us about some of the hotspots that SAPS has been warning about as we head into the election on Monday.
Everything you need to know about the local government elections
on Cape Talk.
On Cape Talk.
Join the conversation.
Please do. 021-446-0567 if you'd like to chat with Mary and myself, or send us a voice note or WhatsApp to 072-567-1567. Mary, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Bekele, our police minister, has indicated that there are 19,000 low-risk areas and 3,000 medium-risk areas as pertains to concern ahead of the November 1st, but there are 300 hotspots with respect to violence. Can you help us understand what defines a hotspot? Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I'm not sure what criteria they're using. This is a product of whatever the police have been looking at in the different areas. It's very difficult to predict because, I mean, we know, for example, that around Etekwini, the selection of candidates has taken place, but there's a lot of discontent about it. And there's talk of it, you know, protest about it there, because Etekwini in the last elections was a key metro area for capture by Zuma supporters. And that was why we had so many more killings in the last elections in 2016. Now, some of those candidates have not been reinstituted as candidates, and that's what the dissatisfaction is and claims of discrimination against them. Umfunduzi, another big area, that's Pietermaritzburg, is another area in which there's a lot of dissension about candidates. And of course, some of these people are also standing as independents. So it may be that there are concerns about there's also a lot of dissatisfaction about a candidate up in an area in the Kwadube area near Richards Bay. Now, I don't know if these are the criteria that the police are using. Problem is that these attacks on people are quite unpredictable.
Not only unpredictable, but definitely on the rise. I mean, they're not just rising, they're spreading. So this used to be, as you rightly say, if you look back to 2016 and maybe even before, there was a sense that hotspot in KZN, and particularly within the ANC, with that sort of, as you say, the stronghold of Zuma, was really the area where this happened. But now we're seeing an EFF person was killed in KZN. We're also seeing Tshwane being a site of killing in the Western Cape. Democratic Alliance infighting has turned into killings. We've seen that with the former deputy mayor of Stellenbosch, who was recently arrested. He and his wife accused of having conspired to kill the previous deputy mayor of Stellenbosch. So, and we're seeing that happening in Khayelitsha with ANC councillors as well. So there's kind of this creep across the political landscape that is, you know, you could either get voted in, or, you know, we can also do this by the gun.
I don't understand that. Obviously, I have an understanding of most of the local level dynamics in KZN, but it's similar. It's a very similar phenomenon. And the problem is, I think we're focusing on the violence around the elections, but they're part of a much bigger picture where people are just using violence to settle scores and settle problems. I mean, right now in KZN, for example, I'm dealing with issues in other areas where exactly the same thing is happening. People are getting killed because of some sort of whatever's going on locally, gangs or maybe drug dealing or whatever, but the violence is there. In one area, for example, it's an onslaught on buses going into a peri-urban area by the taxi. So it's the same phenomenon of we just resort to using violence. We go hire a hitman to deal with whatever the problem is. So, of course, it's going to be part of politics as well.
To what extent is this potentially a risk to me as a voter when I go to a voting station? I mean, could a person still try to create a hotspot right up until the moment I cast my ballot? In other words, I don't want to catch strays, Mary.
No, look, it's not like that. It's more subtle than that. The people that have been killed here it, at least in this province, is I mean, it's there've been people. Well, we don't know at this stage. We more or less understand the dynamics of someone who was killed in the Shack area, a candidate a couple of weeks back. You know, there's some leads on that, but. I mean, we have had this, and I'm talking now for KZN. I think it's probably because, as you say, it's now more noticeable elsewhere. I mean, we have had this with all the elections in KZN. And it's not even in the times, if you go back to 1994, when violence levels before the elections were unprecedented, the actual time of the voting itself was fine. And that's been the pattern so far. I mean, I think in the last elections, it might have been, I can't remember if it was the national elections, I think there was an incident, and that was an altercation between people at a voting station, and someone was killed. But ordinary people going off to vote, we haven't seen a problem with that.
And we look forward to having free and fair and unviolent elections for most of us, which I think most of us have enjoyed since 1994. Mary de Haas, thank you for your insights. Honorary research fellow at the UKZN School of Law. Things, as she rightly said, are more in KZN where she's focused on them. And I think they're far more intense than we have here in the Western Cape. But there has been a trend in this direction. If you are a ward councillor or a person who had considered running for ward councillor and maybe were put off by that potential risk to your life or safety, I'd love to hear from you on 0725671567.